This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BS, we bring you bets, we bring you sports.
I don't care about bragging rights.
It just introduces more volatility into the equation.
I don't care about victory laps.
Stop it, please stop it. Throw the football into the floor.
The BetQL Network presents your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, Ken Barkley.
If I have an opinion, I'm just going to go put money on that thing happening.
And your host, Nick Kostos.
Every single play of every single game impacts you in some way, shape, or form.
It's You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.
Yes, indeed it is You Better You Bet. Nick Kostos, Ken Barkley, great to be here with you today on the BetQL Network. Every game, Game 7, no hot take BS on this show. Bring you the bets, we bring you the sports. As we come to you live today from the Odyssey app, we'll be simulcast for the first 2 hours of today's show by our friends over at Stadium up until 6 o'clock Eastern Time, youtube.com/Odyssey Sports, twitch.tv/BetQL, and we are heard on radio stations nationwide, including our pals on satellite radio, Sirius 160, XM 205, as Ken and I bring you the wagertainment. We're talking all things sports betting. Proudly presented today and always by the king of sportsbooks, the great people over at BetMGM. We want you to download the BetMGM app. We want you to visit BetMGM.com. And you can do so on a tremendous Thursday, April 18th, year of our Lord, 2024, 1 week away from round one of the 2024 NFL Draft. Our show on Twitter, at You Better You Bet. I am on Twitter and the gram, at the Kostos, and Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper. He's always on X. Raven at Lockie Lockerson. And on this tremendous Thursday, we will bring you two terrific guests joining us to break down the NBA playoffs 1 hour from now at 5 o'clock Eastern. The great Mike Gallagher from Establish the Run, host of the Establish the Run NBA podcast. We will roll through every first round series that we know about right now with the great Mike Gallagher from ETR at 5 o'clock Eastern. And at 5:40 p.m. Eastern time, the legendary, the Silver Fox, Dennis Bernstein from SiriusXM NHL Radio. Dennis will roll through all the NHL playoff series that we know right now. We have 6 of the 8 confirmed, and we'll talk about some of the permutations based on what we'll see tonight in the National Hockey League when we will have all 8 first-round matchups confirmed after tonight's games. So all things NHL playoff betting with Dennis Bernstein coming up at 5:40 p.m. Eastern time. Plus, the Sixers are the 7. And did the Butler do it? And by do it, we mean, you know, sprain his MCL and he's going to miss a bunch of time potentially. We will review last night in the NBA with the badass betting breakdown. We will talk about the things that went right. Me with the Miami Heat. The things that went wrong. Me with the under with the Hawks and the Bulls.
Oh,
and we
God.
Will spin it. Yes, I mean, God. Under Hawks,
the
Bulls.
Under in both games.
Here's Kobe White with a casual 42. Yeah, and I mean, imagine you had the under in the first game after the way the first half played out. Insane.
Yes, imagine you had that, which I did. Yes, imagine that.
Yes.
Imagine.
I almost lost the Heat. Then that would have been a Joker-type loss if Miami had not covered the spread. So we'll recap what happened last night in the NBA, and we'll spin it forward to what we know. Wow, Knicks, what a great season. 50 wins for the second time this century. Stirring end to the regular season to get the 2 seed. Here's Joel Embiid and the Philadelphia 76ers in the first round. Wow, that's great. While the Boston Celtics either get the corpse of the Miami Heat or the 39-win Chicago Bulls. I mean, God almighty, the Celtics don't make at least the Eastern Conference Final. Send them to the Big East and UConn can play in the Eastern Conference next year. I don't want to hear anything about Jason Tatum and MVP ever again, or Jaylen Brown, or Porzingis, or Drew Holiday, or Joe Mazzulla. If this team can't get to at least the Eastern Conference Final. I'm a little annoyed as a Knicks fan. I'm a little jealous of the Boston Celtics, but they should make the Eastern Conference Final. So a ton of NBA coming up on the show. We're also going to tell you how you, dear listener and dear viewer, should be betting round one of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Gave you a little preview yesterday. Ken Barkley's got some really good stuff to share with you, our audience, our listeners and viewers. And I think it's going to make us help us make some valuable bets on round one of the NHL playoffs. I've already made a couple of them. We'll talk about that coming up in the second hour of the show. Power hour, final hour. Not only all our bets for tonight, but also bets for game ones this weekend in the NBA, game ones this weekend in the National Hockey League as the playoffs set to start officially in both leagues. We will also be taking questions on social. We'll talk about this a little later in the show. For the YouTube chat, for the Twitch chat, for Twitter, we even posted it on the BetQL account. Instagram, we'll talk about that a little later in the show. So you'll be able to have your voice heard, you our listeners and viewers, to hashtag join the conversation later in the program. We're locked and loaded here. Tremendous Thursday. Ken Barkley, how's it going?
I mean, how was my betting night? I mean, I had the under in the first game. Like, that's how my betting night was. I mean, just like, what? Watching the entire game, rock fight. I mean, with Tyler Hero, you know, shooting like Allen Iverson in a bad game out there. It was like 7-for-29 or whatever it was, 8-for-29. And I was like, I have no idea. Like, overtime is how I would lose this. And yeah, just like the way the final minute transpired with just like bucket foul, the three at the end. Just like all of it. It seems like Kraft and Lab, depending on what number you got, like I know I got like a bit of an off market number on the total. So I pushed with most of the bet that I made, but like it's all awful, like whatever number you had on that total. So unders had been really, really good in the play-in tournament up to this point, whatever this is, year five, year six of it. But yeah, last night, not so much in that first game. We'll see if it continues through the two games coming up tomorrow. If unders or low scoring games, which might end up being the case with like a really critical injury possibly in both games.
And I'll say this also. I'm way good on this iteration of the Atlanta Hawks. Like forever. I'm done. I'm done.
Coach Quinn? You don't want to give him year two? Coach Quinn?
I'm okay with Coach Quinn because Quinn Snyder like did a really nice job in Missouri. Did a really nice job in the Utah Jazz. Yeah, so like he has the Dr. Quinn Snyder medicine coach who looks like he should be like moonlighting as like the villain in like a 1980s Steven Seagal movie with this like ridiculous haircut. But I don't mind Quinn Snyder. Just like this, the Trae Young led Atlanta Hawks. At what point do we say it's time to blow it up? Like it's over. Like it was a good run. They had that the playoff series wins a couple years ago. You know, getting to the Eastern Conference Final, right? Beating the Knicks, then beating the Sixers in the game where Ben Simmons wouldn't shoot the ball, losing to the Bucks in the Eastern Conference Final. It's done now. They go away. See you later. Bye. Also, I bet them last night. So maybe my opinion a little informed by that they couldn't even come close to covering the spread. Kobe White looked like Michael Jordan last night. You know how hard that is to do? Like, I know he's a good player, slashing through the lane, slicing and dicing like it's like a Russell Westbrook in his prime. What the hell's going on, man? What the hell's going on with the Atlanta Hawks? What a bunch of jerks.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, so the only other direction I'll take that game, which I don't really want to talk about anymore, is I keep getting updates from a couple different people who are diligently tracking the NBA awards. For people who have bet into these markets, or if you haven't, maybe you're still interested in this stuff anyway. Obviously, there's like a public Google Doc that someone has put together for several years where he tracks them. Could be a little slow, right? They want sources to confirm before they put stuff on there. Friend of the show, Jay Croucher, tracking awards diligently also, has just touched an unfortunate vote. I won't say who the writer is, changed his vote at the last minute. Like literally said he voted something and then just recently said I didn't. Voted for Maxey instead of Kobe White. So the flip-flop went to Maxey and then flip-flopped to Monk. Originally had voted for Naz Reid for sixth man of the year.
And which is Jontay Porter? Who's the voter?
It's like, I'm not going to tell you.
Is Ipe Mizuhara? Like, is this the voter? Like, what is that?
So that where that leaves us is... And not even in votes, in like points, which is like different because it's ranked choice. You vote for first, second, and third. As of right now, with all of the publicly available information, sixth man of the year and most improved player are currently separated by less than one first place vote, with a quarter of the votes in. So Naz Reid and Malik Monk, one of them will win sixth man of the year. We don't know which one at all. And one of Kobe White or Tyrese Maxey will win most improved player. We just had a voter flip-flop to Maxey, tell us he did one thing, then do another thing. We also don't know where these players left off of ballots. If you voted for Naz, for example, did you leave Malik Monk off your ballot? If you voted for Kobe White, did you leave Tyrese Maxey off your ballot because you think he was too good already? We probably have received about as much information as we're going to get. The awards will most likely start being announced next week and then the week after. And these will be two awards that will probably be announced earlier in the process because they're kind of the ancillary awards that people don't care about as much. MVP will be the last one. Coach of the year, sometimes is first, sometimes is last. Defensive player of the year, sometimes early on as well. So we're going to know pretty soon. But for those of us that have been like sweating this or like, if you bet these, how is it going? It's going... I have no idea. It's going on a knife edge is how it's going. I think clutch player is probably in a similar situation, but Kobe White was involved in that. So I figured I'd bring that up.
Well, wait until Dennis Bernstein joins us later in the show and reveals that he originally voted Austin Matthews to win the Hart Trophy. And when Matthews didn't score last night, he changed the vote to Nathan MacKinnon. I'm kidding. Dennis Bernstein would not do that, but Bernstein is an NHL awards voter. Yeah, I'm sure he did. We'll welcome Dennis to the show a little later to talk the National Hockey League. I guess my last note off of last night and we'll do a lot from the Sixers Heat game, spin it forward to the Sixers and the Knicks. You know, I don't track these sorts of things. This is more like your milieu, like your domain.
Love a good milieu. That's
a good milieu.
Yeah. I'm a millionaire. Yeah.
How about the, I want to be a millionaire. Bet the Arizona Coyotes last night in their final game in the desert. Smash the Edmonton Oilers. Do we know like what the record is for team final home game in a city before they are set to relocate the following year? Because that was my angle last night. It was like final home game for Arizona.
Yeah.
Like, a meaningless game for Edmonton, but still they win the game.
Was the place packed? I saw the score. I didn't even see the visual. Like, I didn't see any. I didn't see it. Well, I'm saying though, if it's the last game, that kind of stuff brings people out sometimes, where it's like, well, we never go, but it's the last one, so now we'll go, or something along those lines. Be curious, like kind of how that. Actually, not like I would have had it on a checklist to watch a highlight of a meaningless Coyotes Oilers game, but so that went pretty well for you. What else in hot? Did you bet other hockey last night? I feel like I had nothing
I
else going
bet
on.
I bet Matthews
Oh,
and
right.
Matthews didn't yeah no
He
goal
did.
for Auston Matthews last
Yeah,
night
no
and finished
rats.
with a
That was a
very
no goal.
nice with a very nice 69. But serious question. So like rest in peace to the Arizona Coyotes moving to Salt Lake City next year. The
Sure.
serious question. The Coyotes, how long were they in Phoenix slash Arizona for? Like I have a quarter century, like 25 years, 30 years?
As far back as I can remember, yeah. They were called the Phoenix Coyotes before that, right?
For a long time, it was the Phoenix
Yeah.
Coyotes. Like it used to be the Phoenix Cardinals, and then they became the Arizona
Are they going to
Cardinals.
keep being called the Coyotes, even though they're in Utah now?
I think actually they're going to be called the Lakers now, the Salt Lake City
Well, I was about to
Lakers.
say, this is like the start of baseball for like 30 years ago. It's like the Jazz moved to Salt Lake City where they don't allow music. It's like the Lakers moved to Minneapolis to LA and back, and like no one seemed to notice or whatever it was. Yeah. So started in 96, the Phoenix Coyotes. Franchise was founded in 1972.
When I say Phoenix Coyotes, who is the first person that you think, like you associate with the franchise?
No one. I don't think of anybody. Who do you think of?
Like Gretzky, like ran the team for a little bit, right? Shane Doan, like is that it?
Because
Like
that's what
what
I
a
think of all the
miser!
time. When I go to sleep at night, yeah, I say goodnight to my wife, and then I say Shane Doan, Arizona Coyote.
Who do I think of when I think of the Arizona Coyotes? Wile E.
Right.
Coming up next, Sixers beat the Heat last night. Got to take on the Knicks in round number two. We are all over all of it here. 3 hour edition. You better, you bet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.